This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome to the program. Are we living in an upside-down world, or are we not? Man, I'll tell you, you and I together are sharing life in an extraordinary juncture in American history, aren't we? Together, we've discussed apathy on this program before. Many times here on the Armed American Radio Network, apathy. The lack of feeling or emotion, or the lack of interest or concern. That, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, apathy. It's a very dangerous and all too common modern American trait. One that I would argue is born out of the cancer we know as pervasive progressive liberalist social liberal policies, let me say that, and the proliferation of modern technologies. Combine those, a 24-hour news cycle and a millennial generation who would rather have their face buried in a cell phone, texting God knows who, rather than carrying on a conversation with the person sitting directly in front of them. Think about that. I've seen it far too many times. I know you've seen it. Virtually everywhere or anywhere you go, you see it, don't you? I know you do. I know you do. To me, it drives me nuts. It drives me absolutely batty because it's apathy. And that's a prime example of it. Apathy that makes it okay for a U.S. president, the symbolic, I'll say symbolic when it comes to Barack Obama, because he certainly doesn't fill the role, the symbolic leader of the free world. Apathy makes it okay for the current occupier of the White House, pick any one of his aliases, Barack, Barry, whatever, makes no difference anymore. But it's a pervasive apathetic culture that allows a sitting U.S. president to drink beer and play pool with other liberal progressives while the U.S. border is invaded. Right before our eyes. Rather than show up at the border to witness the invasion himself, the same apathy that has allowed the mainstream U.S. media to become so corrupt over the past several years that Americans no longer believe their reporting or trust them to be objective, do they? A media so corrupt that it now sings the song of a political ideology so damaging to this nation's core fabric that it is overtly working, the media, to subvert traditional American values at the expense of our future. And, I would argue, American exceptionalism. An exceptionalism and greatness that built this nation for all of the world to enjoy, including legal immigrants, like my grandparents. Probably yours. A nation now $17 trillion drowning in debt, with her very sovereignty at stake, while a sitting U.S. president, one again that I would argue is actively and intentionally leading the charge of her destruction. Think about it. A sitting U.S. president offered a drug hit in a bar in Colorado. Yeah, that's real cool, isn't it? That's what we expect from our leaders. Here's what's more dangerous. To hold the most powerful office in the world and use it to create an environment, an atmosphere, where it is deemed okay to offer the President of the United States of America a drug hit Think about that. It's exceptional. Worse than that, the president of the United States laughs. Laughs. Respect for his office? That makes me laugh. Or cry. All of this from a guy who took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, a man who, alone and with his party now, at open war with the very principles of our founding and its documents, protecting those values, the separation of powers and our individual rights, the Second Amendment to our Bill of Rights being the main focus here on this show. Let me take a brief moment to enlighten, or in maybe your case, if you're a regular listener to the show, maybe to remind you, there's no debate on this program. The Second Amendment is not open for debate with a member of Bloomberg's coalition of freedom haters. If you want their opinions, you can tune into any network, read any corrupt liberal newspaper, or watch any cable news show. Here, we won't waste your time. Let me read you a comment from a reader of one of my recent blog posts in the weekly Concealed Carry Report titled, "I Don't Talk to Them, I Talk About Them." You've heard me say that here on the program before. Mark Brennan, a reader of that Concealed Carry Report, you should be a reader as well. Just Google it up, Concealed Carry Report. Reader Mark Brennan said this, "Absolutely wrong way to handle it." Of course, he was referring to the title, "I Don't Talk to Them, I Talk About Them." "Absolutely wrong way to handle it," he says. "The only listeners you will get are the ones who always agree with you. You will have no influence in the debate because you refuse to debate. I would suggest you talk to the other side on air, and hopefully you will be able to convince one or two of the opposing listeners that they have it wrong." To Mark, first, thanks for the response, but you don't get it. Mark Brennan doesn't get it, so I'll explain it. Armed American Radio is not a news program. There is no debate here. I am preaching to the choir, you, or to anyone intelligent enough to see through the lies of the gun grabbers. They can make up their own mind. I'm here to give you, the law-abiding gun owner, a place to call home, a place to call your own on the radio dial, where you hear your side of the story. And you know what? The hell with their side. This is not a fair and balanced news program. Not intended to be. If you disagree with me and you hate the right to keep and bear arms, I can assure you this will be the most unfair and unbalanced show you've ever heard. That's by design. Again, this is not a news program. I am preaching to the choir. You see, there's a flip side to Mark's comments, that by the very nature of his response, I should be open to their ideas. And maybe, just maybe, they can change my mind. Now, this show is way beyond that. There's no debate here. That debate ended 223 years ago on December 15th, 1791. If you don't know what date that is, use today's Google and look it up. But this is where you hear your side, not theirs. If you want to hear their crap or a show where the host and guest scream at each other for a couple segments, turn the dial. There are some Piers Morgan reruns with your name on them. Or for that matter, get this, his new replacement, John Walsh, over on CNN, who has promised to use his pulpit to attack your freedoms. This show is the reply to their garbage, and I'm not giving them one moment of your time. The time belongs to you. Sean in Dallas, how are you today?
I'm doing quite well. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. We've got a great lineup today. You ready to get going?
I am. I absolutely am.
We have Neil McCabe coming in. Neil, of course, is Armed American Radio's Washington editor, our man up on Capitol Hill.
Yes.
He's got his finger on the pulse, bro.
Yes, he does.
Doesn't he?
He always does.
He's everywhere we need him to be. Is he on our lines right now?
He is on our lines as we speak.
Let's introduce Neil, get a couple comments from him, and then we'll talk about, oh my gosh, what have we got going on today? Michael Bloomberg.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Sean. Hey. I am on it like a hornet.
Neil McCabe, I got to tell you, man, we have so much to go over today, and I don't want to get into too much of it now because we don't have a break, but quick assessment. Was I on the money? Was I off? Was I right? Was I wrong? Your thoughts real quick.
No. You're spot on, and frankly, a lot of people listen to this show because you know, they have to go to work Monday and listen to the people who fall for all the gun grabber stuff over the weekend that they hear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you need to be able to defend yourself with your friends and family. There has to be a, sort of a home for people who enjoy guns and celebrate the Second Amendment. And, I mean, where are those places, you know? It's a, this is a great place to do it, and I want it to stay that way.
Well, the success of the program, I think, speaks for itself. And we're not going to fix something that isn't broken. I appreciate those comments, and I've heard those from time to time, but those are people who don't understand the basic premise of the program, that being that this is their time. This is not a split screen on Hannity, for example.
Is his greatest fear that there isn't enough anti-gun talk anywhere else on the radio or TV or in the New York Times or the Washington Post or in NPR or in Christian Science Monitor Radio? I mean, he really is concerned that the anti-gun message isn't breaking through.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I say that this program is the reply. And, of course, we have new listeners all over the country on a weekly basis. We've got new stations that we've added on a regular basis. We have new stations listening on new media. Welcome to all of you. It's great to have you here. You're in for a doozy of a show today. They get better every week. You're listening to Neil McCabe. Neil is the editor of Guns and Patriots and another editor over at humanevents.com. Make sure you look up Guns and Patriots and Human Events. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion, and we'll talk about Michael Bloomberg message, which apparently the letter writer doesn't think is getting any airplay. Back right after this on Armed American Radio.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. And we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014, that's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, let me tell you something. You still have time. We are giving away probably the most popular package we give away on this show when we do it. And Sean's got that rip going back there. I love that. Can I take my gun up to heaven? If you do, carry it in a Crossbreed. Carry it in a Crossbreed. We're giving away a Crossbreed Shooters Pack today on the program. Sean, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. Next hour, Trent Cooper from Crossbreed will be here, as will Larry Pratt, the Gun Owners of America executive director. And we always have fun with Larry Pratt, don't we? Well, here's the fun part about Larry Pratt coming on tonight. Michael Bloomberg's been taking swipes at the GOA in a Rolling Stone article. We're going to talk about that in just a minute with Neil. But we'll have a lot of fun with Larry Pratt, and we'll get the executive director of the Gun Owners of America's opinion as to how he feels about New York's nanny ban your soda, hot dogs, and sugar, Mayor, His Honor, Bloomberg the billionaire. And what it means to the GOA to have Michael Bloomberg talking about them. And because I'm sure this is a boon. Neil, you would agree with me that this has got to be a boon to their fundraising, right? Sean, do we have Neil with us?
Is that
there
Michael?
He is, there he is.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We got
okay.
You, brother.
The title of the Rolling Stone interview is Michael Bloomberg isn't afraid of the NRA. Apparently, he's afraid of GOA, and that speaks for the influence that GOA has inside the halls of Capitol Hill. I mean, NRA is, like we've said before, is a big, big operation, and they really throw their weight around. And it's like, the NRA can come into a governor's race or a Senate race and start dropping, millions of dollars if they have to. But when members of Congress and senators want to know what is the orthodox gun position, 9 times out of 10, they're relying on GOA. And GOA is the one who explains how to get from A to B when they're trying to do something, at the same time make sure that the government is not doing something to take away gun rights.
Let's talk about this column. Neil, you ready to have some fun with this?
About dear Michael R. Bloomberg?
Yeah, let's have some fun with this and let's pick this apart. This is a Rolling Stone article that appeared on July 8th. Let me read the opening paragraph, and I'm quoting now from Rolling Stone by Simon Vajeklevinson. I can't even pronounce his name. From the street outside, Bloomberg Philanthropy's stately gray headquarters looks like any other brick and stone building on Manhattan's Upper East Side.
The Upper East Side.
An upscale apartment building, maybe, or a bank. Once you're buzzed through, that would reek of security, wouldn't it, Neil?
Yeah, it's funny. I've mentioned this before. Liberals work and live in places with security, which is why they don't care if anyone else has security.
Particularly if you're a billionaire.
Right.
Once you're buzzed through the unmarked entrance, you find a space that most closely resembles a brightly sparkling modern art museum. Paintings and sculptures, all labeled for visitors, line the spacious lobby and stairway landings of the minimal luxe space where Michael R. Bloomberg has spent much of his time since January when he left office as mayor of New York City. He sits down and he talks with Rolling Stone. And during that conversation, Neil, he mentions, and I quote, let me find the exact quote here. I've got so many pages of this guy's lies, it's hard to sift through them.
I have more pages of notes than the actual article was written.
I know, isn't that crazy? Let's take this one from the top, and let me get your opinion.
Yeah.
This coming from Bloomberg to a question. Tell me why you're still fighting for better gun laws even after leaving office as mayor. And he says, I and the foundation are trying to save lives. Particularly, I want the foundation to focus on things that other people aren't focusing on. So we took on smoking. We're working on obesity, polio. Bill Gates is really the spearhead, but we've given him a lot of money. Malaria, he's given Bill Gates a lot of money. What does that tell you about who we're dealing with? Building a better mosquito, traffic deaths, maternal health in Tanzania. Guns are another one of those things that nobody was willing to take on. He says 12,000 people get killed with handguns every single year. Now, Neil, in that same column, he says, and I'll find it here, I quote, he says he finds 90%, he says later on in the column, 90% of gun deaths, it's like, here it is, because almost all murders are young minority males killing young minority males. It's like 90%. So he mentions coming after your rights, gun control. What's he talking about? He's talking about his what? His background check bonanza, right?
Right, and then also, the UN treaty, which basically facilitates a registry, and then, finding out who has what gun, then we start having permits for each gun, and dot, dot, dot. Go ahead.
And in the same comment, he mentions there are 12,000 murders by gun and admits that 90% of them are minority black-on-black violence. What he's basically telling you is it's gang-related violence in the inner cities of the big liberal progressive cities. Do we need to talk about the 84 shootings? Victims in Chicago this past weekend?
I would suggest to you that the vast majority of those 90% of those shootings happen in cities where they have very, very tough and restrictive gun laws. And I would also suggest to you that all of those guns are black market guns.
Well, not according to the Chicago Police Chief McCarthy. Chicago's police chief, you know what he says up in Chicago, right? It's Indiana's fault. We got to tighten up the gun laws in Indiana and Michigan.
The gun runners of Wisconsin, he also talks about. Who had
the flow when you're into Chicago. This guy's got, I've lost count of the murders in Chicago. Gang related. Bloomberg admits
it. If you talk to anybody inside or outside the United States, and that iconic crime city, right, immediately you say Chicago, right? Al Capone and the whole thing, right? The idea that Chicago complains about Indiana and Wisconsin, the quietest, safest places, it's just crazy.
Well, here's some more Bloomberg. He's asked by Rolling Stone, have you ever owned a gun? Sean, how are we doing on time?
We got 1 minute before music.
1 minute. Well, Neil, I'm gonna go ahead and read the question. When we come back, we'll read his honor's answer. Have you ever owned a gun? He says, I had a .22 caliber rifle when I was a Boy Scout. I used to target shoot at camp in New England. You know, the usual things. I got the visual of him with his little blue jacket on,
You're supposed to do the radio break,
I've got a .22. What have you got?
After the break, we'll find out what gun Michael Bloomberg did fire in those camps in New England.
He says, I had a .22 caliber rifle when I was a Boy Scout. I used to target shoot at camp in New England. Camp.
What's going on with that, Boy Scout?
Oh, boy, we could have too much fun with it. You know the usual things you do. No, we don't know the usual things you do. I actually had built a little target in the basement, 2x4s filled with sand. 2x4s filled with sand. You hollow out 2x4s? We're going to hear Bloomberg's response to, have you ever owned a gun? And listen to some of the absolute absurdity coming from this guy as he talks out both sides of his mouth. Get a napkin. The hypocrisy is dripping when you hear Michael Bloomberg. Armed American Radio continues after this. We'll be right back.
You're a 23 May Bremen?
Yes.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, coincidentally, right? No, it's not by coincidence. It's by design. And I can promise you it is the safest radio studio in the nation today. There's no question about that. I had mentioned at the return of the last segment that we are giving away a Crossbreed Holster Shooters Pack that consists of a holster for whatever gun model you wear, a dual magazine carrier outside the waistband, dual magazine carrier, and a custom leather Crossbreed Holsters gun belt. Head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio. You'll see the post and the photograph. All you got to do is like and share the post and you are added. We will be giving it away in the next hour. Many thousands of, I think over 250,000 of you have already viewed the post, and many thousands of you have already put your name on the list. Listen, the odds are better than the Powerball. You know you bought a ticket. The odds are going to be about 1 in 8,000 versus 1 in 1.75 quadrillion million. So head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Put your name in the running. We may be announcing you as the winner and giving you that shooter's pack in the next hour. Neil McCabe, we were talking about Michael Bloomberg. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking with Neil McCabe, the editor of Guns and Patriots over at HumanEvents.com, Washington, Armed American Radio's Washington editor. He's the man in the know up on Capitol Hill. Let me continue with that question asked by Rolling Stone. Have you ever owned a gun? He says, I had a .22 caliber rifle when I was a Boy Scout. I used to target shoot at camp in New England. You know, the usual things you do. I actually had built a little target in the basement, 2x4s filled with sand. I don't know what the law is today on a 14-year-old owning a .22 caliber rifle. It may be that it's against the law today because you're a minor, but it wasn't in those days. We went to store and bought a rifle, and we had training on how to handle it, making sure there's no bullets in there, never pointing it at anybody, carrying it very carefully, locking it up at night. That's what you got from the Boy Scout Riflery Merit Badge. But that was sometime before 13 or 14 and not since then. I'm not a hunter. I certainly haven't killed anything with a gun. Then he continues. No, I mean, guns are dangerous, he says. The statistics are overwhelming. You're something like 22 times more likely to get killed in your home if you have a gun than if you don't. He then gestures to a staffer who was in the room with him. And he says, let's say Amanda's trying to break in. Excuse me, Amanda, I've got to go get my gun to shoot you. Now, where did I put that combination to that lock? And the bullets, where? Where? I don't know what the, use your own word there, how do you turn the safety off? Are you kidding me? The last thing you want to do when somebody breaks in and puts a gun toward you is to try to go for a gun. That's really stupid. I don't know if you're going to get shot one way, but I guarantee you're going to get killed the other way. Neil, this coming from a guy who would expect his armed bodyguards to turn their guns on someone who pointed a gun at him, yes?
I mean, the 50 cals in the watchtower surrounding his complex or his private island. I mean, please. And then Amanda. Amanda's just in the room, right? And all of a sudden he starts joking about shooting Amanda or Amanda breaking into the room. And I guess the sense that he does make is, it is ridiculous that if you have a gun that you keep it away from you, unloaded, with a trigger lock. And so I guess all of these rules and regulations and laws that they're trying to push about having trigger locks and keeping your ammo locked away, Bloomberg at least sees the absurdity of that and that you should have a loaded gun at your nightstand ready to go.
Amen.
Making sure there's no bullets in there, never pointing it at anybody, carrying it very carefully, locking it up at night, that's what you got from the Boy Scout Riflery Merit Badge, he says. Let me submit to the mayor, whose entire premise of this article, it's in the title, is taking on Mayor Michael Bloomberg isn't afraid of the NRA. Hey, Michael Bloomberg, it's the NRA that trains and teaches what you're talking about. It ain't every town for gun safety, pal. I'm still waiting for that class to come to town.
Well, I think, too, I mean, just to sort of step back from this article, what's really at play here is the clash of cultures, and he does not come from a place. Like, he's trying to say, like, yeah, listen, I was a Rudum Tutum Boy Scout when I was 14. I used to have a target in my basement. I mean, he is not a member of a gun-owning culture, a gun-celebrating culture, firearm-celebrating culture. I mean, he's trying to say that, yeah, listen, I'm a gun guy just like you. He's not. What's really going on here is, you know, that New Yorkers, Northeast city people, Boston, Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Chicago, I'll throw in there, they don't get why country people are so hung up on guns, and they're actually against that sort of culture, and that's when it comes out. You know, I don't know when you wanted to bring up Colorado, but I mean, it really comes out when he talks about Colorado.
Mm-hmm. That was next. Go ahead and take it away. Go ahead.
Well, he basically says, the state senators who went along with the Bloomberg program were recalled. He tried to fight it, and he lost. And he basically says, well, listen, I lost, but they're just a bunch of hayseeds anyway, and they have such small roads and dirt roads. He said that
they come from an area where there are no roads. And we'll find the exact quote in here. There's a lot to sift through here.
Rolling Stone has that article back up, but they were getting so much heat and hate over this article that they actually took the article down, and now it's been reposted.
Which is a good thing, because you can see, we want this out there.
Oh, absolutely.
We want people to see what His Honor is all about. We want people to see and feel the hypocrisy, which is palpable.
Yeah, you have a Democratic governor of Colorado who's saying, whoa, Mike, don't help me so much, you know.
Well, I think what's more important that people need to understand about what Bloomberg is doing, let's go to this angle. He has pledged $50 million to taking away your gun rights. He admits that 90% of the murders are committed are black-on-black crime. What he's telling you is that these are gang-related, this is gang-related violence. This is what's happening in Chicago. We don't disagree with that. Yet at the same time, he's pushing gun control that would take away your rights and disparaging you if you live outside the big city in an area with no roads. Hey, Bloomberg, lots of people like living where there are no roads. But by the way, he was talking about a couple cities in Colorado whose combined population is over 600,000 or 700,000.
Well, you know,
not big enough in a population center 10 million plus like New York, though, Neil.
Yeah, but he has to explain how he possibly lost Colorado, because up until that point, we were told that Colorado voting for these gun restrictions was proof that it was becoming a blue state and that it had seen the light, and that Colorado was the Athens of the Rocky Mountains because they were so anti-gun. And then you have some politicians who are forcefully returned to private life. And now Bloomberg has to explain it away. I mean, he's trying
to... Well, I would submit to you that he doesn't have to explain it away, Neil, because the media is taking his position. He's not being asked those questions. Take a listen to what he says about the National Rifle Association. Question from Rolling Stone. What's your strategy to break the NRA's stranglehold on Congress? And he says, I'm trying to support candidates, Democrats in the Senate, and then the Republicans in the House, who will vote the right way on guns. You see, this is also Obama's problem. The right way, meaning my way. Some of them, he says, have changed their positions, like Pat Toomey, or conservative Republican, and West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. There are others who have stood up. Mitch Landrieu's sister, Senator Mary Landrieu, stood up. Is she in trouble, by the way, Neil? Mary Landrieu?
Yeah, she's okay. Really in trouble.
Kind of like the Colorado state senators, but I digress. The NRA takes no prisoners, he said. Put yourself in the following scenario. You're a senator, congressman, a Democrat. I ask you to have background checks. You say, Mike, I can't be with you on background checks, but my opponent, the Republican, is worse. What the NRA says is, babes, we don't care. We're going after you. We're going after your spouse and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Long after you're dead, we'll still be going after you. This is Michael Bloomberg disparaging the National Rifle Association, who, by the way, is you. Over 5+ million of you, your neighbors, your doctors, your friends. Back right after this.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit TacticalHolsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels in Alaska. We know you're listening. We get the emails. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you today here on the Armed American Radio Network. We're talking with Neil McCabe. Neil McCabe is the editor of the Guns and Patriots over at humanevents.com, a good friend of mine, a good friend of yours, a regular contributor. In fact, he is known on the program as Armed American Radio's Washington editor. Neil, a pleasure to have you here for this final segment of the hour, and you're going to stick around for the next hour, too.
Great to be on, Mark.
We have a call from Colorado. Let's take this. Dennis in Colorado. Dennis, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing real good. I was just listening to your program. I just want to make this short and brief. I'm originally from the New York City area, but now I live in Colorado. And one of the big reasons why I left there is because of Bloomberg. And Bloomberg, he has protection 24 hours around the clock. If he really wanted to show love to the people that voted for him, he would say, well, if it's good enough for me, I'm going to let you arm your families and everybody else. And I think that makes sense, and that's about all I have to say.
Dennis, I appreciate the call. We'll go ahead and answer that now. And, Neil, something disturbing about the question, not from Neil's question, just the fact that he said that he would like to hear Bloomberg say, I'm going to go ahead and let you arm yourselves.
Yeah, it plays into this idea that it's Bloomberg or somehow the government's decision. But I guess Bloomberg is the government now, right? I mean, he's rich enough and he just makes all these decisions. And then it's just a matter of buying the votes he needs in Congress or some state legislator. It's just whatever. According to this Rolling Stone interview, it's sort of the general theme is, you know, the reporter was allowed into the holy of holies to talk to the great Bloomberg, and Bloomberg said, "This is the world I want to create." And then your mission, Rolling Stone, is to tell the world.
Well, not only does exactly. And Dennis, first of all, thank you very much for the call. It's disheartening to get a call from a man who left because of Bloomberg, now is in Colorado, facing arguably some of the stiffest gun control enacted as a knee-jerk reaction to what happened in Newtown, Neil.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought that, let's be honest, who would have thought 10 years ago, that a lot of these places would have the gun restrictions that they do now?
Well, Bloomberg says, according to, and this is in response to a question, has running mayors against illegal guns for the last 8 years made you more or less optimistic about this issue? He makes the following comment. In Colorado, we got a law passed. The NRA went after two or three state senators in a part of Colorado where I don't think there's roads. Dennis would probably argue that. It's as far rural as you can get. And yes, they lost recall elections. I'm sorry for that. We tried to help them. But the bottom line is the law is on the books and being enforced. I would argue that it's being enforced as well. Virtually every sheriff, with the exception of two, I believe, in Colorado, has vowed not to enforce that law and, in fact, is involved in lawsuits against the governor, who is now talking out both sides of his mouths and walking himself back in an election year.
And apologizing to the sheriffs.
And apologizing to those sheriffs. So Bloomberg wouldn't take that as a victory lap yet. He says you can get depressed about the progress, but on the other hand, you're saving a lot of lives. Yet Bloomberg can't point to one life saved. So, again, that's like trying to prove a negative. However, Neil, he also makes the comments about not giving a damn about businesses that left New York. He said he's more concerned with the lives, I'm paraphrasing, than the businesses that left New York.
Yeah, and that's kind of weird, too, because he basically is like, people say it's a big business, but how big really is it? Well, golly, if it was my business, it's as big as, I mean, you want to shut me down just because I'm small? I mean, sorry, Mr. Mayor, worth $31 billion.
Neil, let's.
If I'm living in a town with a Remington plant, I would like that Remington plant to stay, sir, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
If I'm
yeah.
just the guy who sells sandwiches across the street, I would prefer that plant be in business.
Here's what he says to that. Let's get the exact quote from his honor. Let's not get carried away. The question was, another aspect of this problem is that gun manufacturing is big business. There are corporations that have a lot of money riding on this. Here's what he says. Let's not get carried away. How big are they, for God's sakes? Well, $11.7 billion is how big they are, according to Rolling Stone's editor. Here's what I'd like to point out. I guess when you're worth $31 billion, $11.7 billion isn't that big. Let's put that in perspective, Neil, which I think you just did.
Well, I mean, it's and how many people are employed? Let's say there's 100,000 people employed by that $11 billion, and then there's like one guy with $31 billion. The other thing is, he makes a strange equivalency saying that he would rather save 9,000 lives even if it meant the loss of 9,000 jobs. And he doesn't calculate what happens when you disarm citizens, because when you disarm citizens, communities become less safe.
And now you see how tangled this web gets when you talk about claiming he saved a life. I would like for him to point to a life saved in Colorado. He will not be able to do that. And we are very carefully watching the statistics, as is John Lott and a number of other researchers, the crime prevention research organizations and so forth, that are looking at these numbers, and we'll come back with figures. Chicago being a good one. Chicago and the state of Illinois, of course, enacting recently, January of this year, concealed carry laws, we will see what happens. The truth will come out as it always does. And Neil, you know, Georgia's a great example. I'm in Georgia right now today. I'm not crossing rivers of blood to get anywhere since the guns everywhere bill
went into effect on July 1. I can barely hear you over the sound of gunfire.
That's what that is in the background. It is a war zone here. And, of course, that's what they would like to hear, is that there is carnage in Georgia, but they won't hear it.
Yeah, it's frustrating, you know, because in New York City, as much as New York City up until a certain point, up until they stopped the stop and frisk and they've done some things, but up until a certain point, New York City was a model of community policing and law enforcement where crime and violent crime fell. But even at the height of a Giuliani or Bloomberg law enforcement surge, there are still neighborhoods in New York City that are literally abandoned by law enforcement, where young men join gangs for their own safety, and they are armed for their own safety. And what do you do in those communities that are literally abandoned by the police? And, you know, Mayor Menino was one of the guys who helped start this mayor's group with Bloomberg, Mayor Menino from Boston. Mm-hmm. There are neighborhoods in Boston that are abandoned by law enforcement.
What do you do? What do you do? You blame rural Americans. You go after my rights. That's what you do. According to His Honor, that's the answer. Fascinating conversation. Neil, you're going to stick around with us. When we come back, Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters will be here. Ladies and gentlemen, head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Put your name on the list. You'll see the post. Click on it. Like it and share it. You may win the Shooter's Pack from Crossbreed Holsters. Neil McCabe will be here. Gun Owners of America Executive Director Larry Pratt will be here to answer some of Bloomberg's calls. And Crossbreed Holsters will be here. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.